Good morning, everyone. Once again, welcome to another edition of the Community Corner on KWHI's. I'm Craig Montana, being joined every Tuesday following the country store by someone from the area, someone from the community, about an event happening that you need to know about. And today, no different, as coming up, we've got an event that's been going on for a really, really, really long time. We'll talk about that in a moment. That is Rhythm Mayfest today. And we're being joined in studio by the Mayfest president, Dr. Heather Thielemann. And Dr. Thielemann, good morning today.
Good morning to you.
How are we doing?
We're doing well. We're good. Getting ready.
Yes, yes, getting ready, because it's coming up quick, fast, and in a hurry.
That's right.
All of a sudden. Seems like we just had the Mayfest Serenade just not that long ago, and here we are with Mayfest.
That's right.
And first off, for people who don't know you personally, Dr. Heather Thielemann, tell us what you do with the with Mayfest.
Mayfest. I am the president. I've been the president for the last 7 years. And really, I don't know if people, if they're not really involved, if they know what happens all year. We start meeting in August for the next May, and we really start planning behind the scenes on the festival and things like that. And then in January, we do have the serenade where we announce the royalty families and the kids who put on basically a party for Brenham. And then this is what I think people really don't know, is that for the two coronations, with all the participants, which is around 600 participants this year, we have complete set build, complete script, choreography, music. I mean, everything from the ground up happens in about 4 months. So when they come out to the coronations, just know there's about 350 volunteers that have really pulled everything together in a short amount of time, just for those kids to have a great time.
And it is a lot of folks, because when you see behind the scenes, a lot of people are taking part in this event, because it's an event that's been around for so long. Mayfest has been a tradition in Brenham for so long. Tell us about the history, the significance of Mayfest.
Well, Mayfest officially started in 1881. And when you look back at the history, it's very similar to what happens now. It's a celebration of spring. People would get together with their families. There would be food. There would be dancing. When you look at the history, they had games like walking across a log, or sack races, or, you know, apple bobbing, things like that. But it was really focused on two things. One, celebration of spring after winter, and then the celebration of children in the community. So as the history's moved forward, the real mission of Mayfest is to connect with the community and to give back to the community. In the last few years, we've really started focusing on children, organizations, and groups. We work with Faith Mission, the SMART program, where our participants bring snacks for their summer program. The Color Run that we have on Saturday of this week, it is sponsoring and will give a donation to CASA. And then our two new organizations this year, if you buy tickets for the carnival, we'll give a donation to Adams Angels. And then we will have the Washington County Boys and Girls Club actually on site serving Bluebell ice cream. So we've added two organizations this year.
All right, and you talk about going back to just about the kids. We see a lot of that focus on that. When we come into the opening ceremony, that ribbon cutting, we do the traditional maypole dance.
Right.
And then you guys do it again during the May Festival, I think, on that Saturday, I think.
We have actually a maypole dance at 6:15 on Friday night, and then another one on Saturday night.
So, yeah, three
right.
times. But seeing those girls dancing there, then you have one of the other dance schools, they'll come in and they'll do some dances throughout
right.
there. So it's a lot of neat to see all the kids take part in that and have a fun on the weekend.
Yeah, and it allows us to really celebrate whatever their strengths are, mm-hmm. While also serving the community. So you're right, we do have other dance groups that come through. We've got lots of activities for kids and families to come out and just spend their weekend together.
Okay. And speaking of those events, let's talk about kind of the rundown, how things are going to go for Mayfest, starting actually this weekend, I think.
Starts this weekend. We have the Color Run. The last 2 years we've called it the Royalty Run, where it was a 5K. This year we're doing a Color Run over at Henderson Park, and everybody can continue to sign up online at our website, mayfest.org. And it will start, you check in at 8:30, and it will start around 9, and so I think that's going to be fun. Like I said, it's at Henderson Park. Then on Sunday, St. Paul's has been so gracious as to host a polka service at 10:30 that morning, and that will just bring people together to hear German music and just the background of what Mayfest is about, with a lunch that afternoon from noon to 2 at St. Paul's, which will help them raise money for their summer programs that they're doing. So there will be sausage and sauerkraut and potatoes, and those tickets are on sale. And then the week just starts off with all the practices. The stage is going to move in on Saturday of this week, minus the rain on Saturday night. And then the kids will have practice during the week, and then the carnival actually starts on Thursday. Thursday at 4, it will be open 4 to 11. One thing I did want to remind everybody is that this year you can actually pre-buy your tickets at Brenham National Bank and Bank of Brenham. And it's a 50% discount if you buy your tickets for the carnival. Each ride is about 2 to 4 tickets, so it's definitely worth the money. And then they will be on sale at the practices this week.
Just curiosity, will there be the wristbands that kids can get?
It's actually just tickets.
Just tickets.
Right.
Just people want to know.
Right. It's a little bit different. And then the actual Mayfest opens at 5 p.m. on Friday. So we'll have the full rundown of music that's online with our schedule for Friday night. And then Saturday we have the parade at 10:30. We did have another art float built this year. The past 2 years, Brenham ISD, they've created an art float for us that we built for each parade. And this year, St. Paul's, one of the classes there did it. So it's going to be it's a pretty cool float when you see it. It's more of a springtime theme. It has a slide and swings and a maypole and some benches, so it's pretty cool.
And now, how many floats have you guys done here in the last few years? I think this is, the third new one?
This will be the third new one.
New one. Because those other floats have been used for a really long time, so it's nice to see some new ideas coming into the parade being used.
We have over 20 floats, and so you are right. Some of them have needed to be redone, so we really thought, let's connect with kids, see what themes they'd like to see on them. So every other year, we pull one of the floats that needs to be refurbished, and we connect with the school, and then we redo it. We actually combine several of their ideas into one.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to see that coming up, because I know they did the first one, I think, was the Bluebell one, and that one is so cool.
Right. You're sitting on a Sunday.
Yeah. And then I think 2 years ago, I guess it was one of the schools, the books and everything else.
So we had education, and so the kids sit on two large pencils.
There you go. So looking forward to that. So we talked about the new float. Anything new coming up this year for the festivities?
We do have, as you look at the schedule, we've got our full lineup of music. We are going to have our beer tasting from 2 to 5 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's not specifically new. We did have it last year in the American Legion, but this year it will actually be outside in the park where people can, there's also food available, and then they'll be able to hear all the music going on. So that's 2 to 5. Mm-hmm. It's $20 a ticket. And then I think you've got the brewery listings, or there's six, is that right?
The six breweries, yeah. Okay. The Zithological Society of North America, Brenham Chapter, who I happen to be a member of, got the lowdown from our president, Josh Hyatt. St. Arnold's will be there, along with Carbach, Pert Nihilus out from the Hill Country, Brazos Valley here in Brenham, and then two new ones, Rogue Brewery and Bell's Brewery, and they're out of Michigan, Wisconsin. Okay. They just came into Texas here like a month ago. So if you haven't tried their beers, be six breweries, 12 beers, and be $20.
$20.
Not a bad day to sit there and enjoy some good beer with some good people and lots of great music Saturday.
Yeah. That'll be good. And then we do still have the homebrew contest.
Yes.
I think that day at 1. Mm-hmm. So before the tasting, we'll have a homebrew contest to get started that afternoon.
That's right. So I think if anybody still has a homebrew, you can contact mayfest.org. I think there's
a form
on the website. Mm-hmm. And enter your homebrew in the Meister von Beer Homebrew Contest, it's called. All right, so that's coming up. We got the tickets to the coronation again still on sale, so people want to get those. How do they go about getting the coronation tickets?
We do have the coronation tickets for sale. We'll have tickets for sale at the practices next week, and then you can also go by the Chamber or 401 Creative. Mm-hmm. We also have those for sale.
All right. And anything that people need information on that we haven't discussed today, where can they go find that?
They can find that at our website, www.mayfest.org. Mm-hmm. One thing I do want to mention is that we will have the shuttles running from downtown Brenham, as well as from the Brenham High School parking lot each day. So that just helps with parking.
Okay. So we're here in downtown?
It's actually going to be back here on Vulcan Street. But if we see folks walking around and they wave us down, we'll stop and pick them up.
So they're definitely take advantage of that because you get out to the there's limited parking.
It's pretty limited.
At Farmers Park and across the street, and so it's a lot easier to take the shuttle buses every year mm-hmm. at the high school or here in downtown. Mm-hmm. So that'll be nice. And, of course, the parade coming up, one parade again this year.
Correct, at 10:30.
At 10:30 and everything at the festival grounds after that.
Correct.
And it's great, perfect place to have that at the Fireman's Park. They have the pavilion and, of course, all the great areas there. So mm-hmm. Really lucky to have that for us mm-hmm. from A-Fest. All right, Dr. Thielen, anything else that we need to mention today?
We just hope everybody will come out and just celebrate Brenham, mm-hmm. celebrate our kids, and just spend some time with your family. It's just a fun time with a lot of great activities for everyone.
Okay. All right, once again, everything gets underway this week with the Color Run. And again, the time and place for that one more
that
time.
That is, you can register online at mm-hmm. the website. Registration opens that day to pick up everything at 8:30. The run starts at 9.
Yep.
Then Sunday, the POCA service at St. Paul's at 10:30 with lunch afterwards at noon. If you've purchased a ticket, it's dine-in or drive-through. And then next week we get started with the carnival opening on Thursday at 4.
Okay. And then festival grounds open at what time on Friday?
They open at 5.
And on Saturday?
11:30 to midnight.
There we go. So that's everything you need about Mayfest, I guess.
I guess so.
Other than the fact, we will see you there come next week. And Dr. Thielen, we appreciate you coming in and talking with us today and discussing Mayfest.
Thank you so much for having me.
There we go. Another edition of the Community Corner in the books today. Mayfest, again, kicking off this weekend, running through next week. And, of course, KWHI, we will be there pretty much the entire time. I'll be there for the kickoff ceremonies next Wednesday, broadcasting live on Friday and Saturday as well. So we'll see you there at Mayfest here on KWHI. We'll do it all again next Tuesday. One more guest, one more event here on KWHI from around the air. This is the Community Corner here on KWHI in Brenham.